Welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society, Ontario's premier no-kill shelter.
My society.
My society.
Burlington Humane is my society.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. My name's Doug, and I'm coming to you from beautiful Burlington, Ontario. On this episode of Burlington Humane, we'll be talking with Teresa Weiss, the Ontario West Ambassador for Pets Plus Us, to share reasons why it is advisable to have pet insurance. We will talk with Dr. Emmanuel Fontaine from Royal Canin about the importance of having your pet spayed and neutered. And we have an update on Xena in our Happy Tales segment. So stay with us for this and much more on Burlington Humane. People are often surprised at the cost associated with owning a pet, especially when it comes to veterinary bills. It is often recommended to have pet insurance. I talked with Teresa Weiss from Pets Plus Us about why this is the case. I'm here with Teresa Weiss. She's the ambassador for Ontario West for Pets Plus Us. Welcome, Teresa, to Burlington Humane.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
We're going to be talking about pet insurance. What is pet insurance?
Well, pet insurance coverage is designed to provide pet owners with financial protection to be used towards professional veterinary care and medical costs. So by helping you deal with unexpected costs of care, pet insurance means that you'll be in a better position to make decisions about your pet's medical care without putting costs first. If your pet has an accident or becomes ill, you'll want to give him or her the best care without worrying about the expense. The cost of an illness or even a diagnosis can be high and potentially thousands of dollars. So by having accident and illness coverage means you're as prepared as you can be to make the correct decision based on your pet's well-being.
So it sounds very similar to health insurance that people get.
Yes, exactly. So it's a monthly premium that you will pay towards pet insurance in case any accident or illness happens. Therefore, we can go ahead and provide your pet with the best possible care.
So if I get a pet, when's the best time to get pet health insurance?
I believe the best time to get pet insurance is when your pet is healthy. So therefore, going forward, most conditions will be eligible for coverage as long as your pet doesn't have any pre-existing conditions.
And is there, say I've got a pet, he's 7 years old, is he too old to get pet health insurance?
Yeah, great question. With Pets Plus Us, cats or dogs 7 weeks or older can sign up for pet insurance.
And what does it cover? Does it cover all anything that my veterinarian will offer or any accident that my animal may sustain?
Yes, another great question. So pet insurance plans typically cover accidents and illnesses, but Pets Plus Us also offers a standalone wellness coverage option that you can customize. So that could include spaying and neutering, annual exams, vaccinations, etc. And so we believe that a proactive approach to your cat's and dog's ongoing veterinary care can increase the likelihood that they'll have a longer, healthier life.
So even if my pet is healthy and has been healthy for a while, do I still need to get it?
Yes, absolutely. I believe so. Insurance coverage is designed to offer peace of mind against knowing the unknown or the unexpected. So every pet owner wants their pet to be healthy, and regular checkups are, of course, the best way to make sure that that can happen. However, accidents can happen in an instant, whether it's slipping while running in the park or innocently eating something toxic or dashing across the road. Accidents will happen to pets of even the most diligent of owners. And Doug, did you know that 70% of the visits to your veterinarian are illness related? Hmm. And cancer, for example, it affects over 25% of dogs and 40% of cats.
Wow.
Yeah. So luckily, pets are very blessed that the standards and quality of veterinary medicine are high, which is great. And because that being said, this high quality of care comes with significant costs. So pet insurance is designed to cover most of these costs, ensuring that your pet returns to being healthy and happy as soon as possible. So care even to the University of Guelph for cancer treatment can be covered under a pet insurance plan.
And I know that a pet develops a serious illness that requires specialists, then they do have to be sent away to specialized veterinary clinics that deal specifically with those specialized treatments,
yes. Exactly. And so with Pets Plus Us, as long as it's not a pre-existing condition, then those types of coverage options and treatments will be covered under your accident and illness plan.
So is there anything that's not covered?
Yes, so accident and illness plans cover exactly that, accidents and illness. So generally speaking, they do not cover wellness care, which is vaccination, spaying and neutering, dental care, of course, pre-existing conditions and conditions that arise within a waiting period of our plans.
Now, what are some of the more common illnesses that you see that pet insurance benefits from?
Mm-hmm. Well, just like us, cats and dogs can develop allergies or eye infections, ear infections. They can have upset stomachs. They can have lameness or lumps and bumps. Bladder infections, and then sometimes when animals get older, they develop things like diabetes or hyperthyroidism or kidney disease. So all of these illnesses, just like we have, can certainly happen to cats and dogs as well.
And we see a lot of that here at the Burlington Humane Society, and also tragic stories of owners whose animals get sick, and when they take them to the vet, they just don't have the money that they can contribute to the treatment of that animal and therefore have to surrender them to us. And then we take care of the animal, which is heartbreaking for the owners.
Yeah, it certainly is. And again, that's why pet insurance is something that I strongly recommend, because then it does take that away from the owner to have to do a financial-based decision based on the quality of care or quality of life for that pet.
A lot of people feel that they don't need pet insurance, that, you know, how much could, a vet bill possibly be? Is it really important to get?
Well, I think we're really blessed because of our system that we have in Ontario, where we just go to the doctor or have x-rays done. And we're lucky in the fact that it doesn't cost us any medical coverage and care.
That's right. So we don't even see the actual cost.
Right. We don't see the cost, and we don't realize how much an x-ray machine costs and how much medication costs, and to have all these wonderful new advances in technology. So when a dog, for instance, tears a cruciate, and that's a very common thing that can happen to a dog, running through a park, and it can certainly do something like that. The cost for that generally is over $5,000 to repair. And again, for us to go into the hospital and have any medical treatments done, we don't receive an invoice at the end. So spending a night in the hospital would normally cost a few hundred dollars. And so when a dog goes into the hospital, even for an examination can run just under $100. And then going forward, the treatment is required and medication is required. And if your dog, heaven forbid, did develop a series of chronic conditions such as hypothyroidism, the ongoing blood work that they have to have done and the ongoing medication that is required for the entire lifetime of that dog will have coverage options if it was not a pre-existing condition prior to them getting insurance.
So a lot of conditions like that, diabetes and kidney disease.
That's right. And diabetes is one of those tricky ones where they do require to go into the veterinarian on a regular basis to have their blood tested. And so all this blood work, of course, costs a significant amount of money. And again, as I mentioned, as long as they have insurance prior to these conditions arising, then the blood work and the ongoing medication or treatment for a particular condition will be covered going forward, which can add up very quickly, especially if it's a chronic condition that requires care for the rest of the lifetime of the pet, which could be a few years.
We all love our pets and we all want the best for them. So pet insurance is really reassuring for owners, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming and joining us, Teresa, here on Burlington Humane.
And thank you so much for having me.
All right. Bye-bye. Having pet insurance makes so much sense. Whenever an animal is adopted here at Burlington Humane, each pet comes with 6 weeks of free pet insurance from Pets Plus Us. It can provide peace of mind to know that you will be able to afford the best veterinary care for your valued family member. Mark Thursday, April 19th on your calendar for the first annual Burlington High School Band Benefit Concert. Join us at Burlington Central High School Auditorium at 7 p.m. as young musicians from all over Burlington come together to perform a benefit concert. Concert bands and musical groups from 5 different Burlington high schools will showcase their talents, and all the proceeds will go towards helping the animals at Burlington Humane. Young people coming together to use their musical gifts for a great cause. Tickets are $15 and can be purchased online at Snap Burlington. Go to the Burlington Humane website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca for complete information. Burlington High School Benefit Concert, Thursday, April 19th, 7 p.m. at Burlington Central High School. It is so important to have your pets spayed and neutered. I talked with Dr. Emmanuel Fontaine from Royal Canin about why that is. I'm here with Dr. Emmanuel Fontaine. He is the Technical Services Veterinarian here at Royal Canin, and we're talking about spaying and neutering our pets. Welcome.
Hello, and thanks for having me.
So spay and neutering your pet, I hear that all the time, that it's really important. Why is it important to spay and neuter your pets?
Well, I think there are many, many different things to approach when we speak about spaying and neutering. And I believe it's important because I think all pet owners want their pets to be as healthy as possible. So today we know that what we call genital disorders in dogs and cats are very, very common. Especially,
oh, really?
Yes, we can speak, for instance, mammary tumors, what we could call breast cancers. They are, depending on the studies, number one or number two cause of cancer in pets that are not fixed. And this is very, very frequent. It's kind of interesting because in North America, because so many pets are spayed and neutered, we tend to forget that because we don't see that so often. If you go to South America or even in Europe, where there are many pets that are not fixed, you will see that it's one of the most common cause of consultation.
Really?
And that's, for me, a very important reason why our pets, if they are not meant to be bred, they should be spayed and neutered. For their health, it's kind of a priority in today's world, because we have evidence that if you don't spay and neuter them, there's an increased risk for those genital disorders. I mentioned mammary tumors, but we could also speak about pyometra, which literally means pus in the uterus. It's a very common disorder we will see in adult bitches, and that's something we see quite often in pets that are not spayed and neutered. It's related to the secretion of the hormones from the ovaries. So if you remove the ovaries, this cannot happen.
And are there health benefits for male pets as well?
Yes, there are. Males are a little bit different when it comes to spaying and neutering. You see, in females, we want them to be spayed and neutered generally before their first season, because we know that after their first season, there's a higher risk to see mammary tumors.
Okay, and when would that happen?
Typically, it depends on the breed. It would be between 6 months for a small breed to sometimes 24 months in a giant breed.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
But in male dogs, we know that if they are not neutered, there's a higher risk for testicular tumors, obviously. But the risk is not as high, because testicular tumors will not develop before 6, 7, 8 years of age. So the main reason why people usually want to neuter their dog would be behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Because the males have a tendency to look for females. They might be a little bit more, sometimes we say aggressive, but it's just their behavior, their spraying. This might be one of the most important reasons why we would like to spay, to neuter a male dog. Very often people will tell me, oh, but it's important because of something they call prostatic cancer. Prostatic cancer is very, very rare in dogs, in fact. I think it's 0.3% of dogs. So it's very rare, and it's kind of interesting. It's more often found in dogs that are neutered. So it's not that important at the end of the day, because it's a very small portion of individuals that might develop it, but castration will not decrease the risk of prostatic cancer. It will decrease the risk of something we call prostatic hyperplasia, big prostate, which is something that might happen over the years. But again, it will happen at 7, 8 years of age. So again, for male dogs, neutering will be important to control behavioral issues eventually.
Yeah.
But we don't need to do this as early as in females, for instance. It's not an emergency. In male dogs. While in females, we have to weigh the pros and cons, especially the ones related to mammary tumors.
So it really is important to spay and neuter your pet.
It is. Yeah. And it's kind of interesting because there's a big controversy at the moment. If you go online, many people go online and they will find articles mentioning that, oh, spaying and neutering is bad, we shouldn't do that because it increases the risk of certain disorders, etc., especially orthopedic disorders in bigger dogs. And to tell the truth, today there's still a big discussion. It's a very hot topic in veterinary medicine. Some people say, oh, maybe we should delay the spaying and neutering procedure. In the past, we were saying 6 months. And at six months, we would spay and neuter. Now, some people say maybe we should delay it in certain breeds. Some other people say those studies are not relevant because it only focuses on small populations, so it cannot be applied to all pets. So there's still a big controversy on those things. I think at the end of the day, it's important to have the discussion with the veterinarian. We have data today telling us, for instance, if your dog is a golden retriever, there are studies saying that there might be an increased risk of certain types of joint disorders. So in this specific situation, maybe the veterinarian will decide to postpone the surgery a little bit later in the life of the animal. But it should be a case-by-case decision.
Yeah.
We know that today it's not spaying is always good. There might be cases that we need to consider if it's when it should be done. I think the question is not should we do it or not. The question should be when should we do it. That would be the most important question in my
opinion. Exactly. And we've noticed that the shelter, we require that all of our animals that are adopted out be spayed or neutered. And we've noticed that, particularly in cats, the feral cat population and the stray cat population has gone down consistently every year in Canada. So the message is really getting out there and it's working.
Fully agreed. I think, again, there are always two sides of the coins to assess somehow. On the shelter side, we want to focus on pet overpopulation, which is very important. And I fully agree that in your case, all pets should be spayed and neutered. Then some individual owners might think, oh, we don't want to spay them right now, etc. Then if they can make sure those pets are not bred, then they can eventually postpone a little bit the decision of doing the surgery. But at the end of the day, as we said, it's mainly about when we should do the surgery and not if we should do the surgery or not,
especially
if those pets are not meant to be bred.
Definitely, very important. Great, well, thank you so much for joining us here on Burlington Humane.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
keeping your pet spayed and neutered has had a huge impact on the stray cat population in Canada. The message is getting out, and the number of stray cats is going down throughout the entire country, thanks to conscientious pet owners who have had their pets spayed or neutered. When you adopt an animal here at Burlington Humane, it will also be spayed or neutered. If it is too young at the time of adoption, we'll provide you with a certificate so that you can have the procedure done with your own veterinarian at no charge when the time is right. Spaying and neutering, the responsible thing to do.
Are you looking for good quality items at an affordable cost? Do you want to purchase to make a difference? Then come to The Loft and The Attic, Burlington Humane Society secondhand stores. We offer gentle use items at unbelievable prices, and 100% of the proceeds goes to helping the animals at the Burlington Humane Society. The Loft is located at the Burlington Humane Society at 740 Griffith Court, and The Attic is located right downtown at 479 John Street. And if you have gentle use items that you would like to donate, we take glass, china, clothes, books, and many other items. Our secondhand stores are run completely by volunteers, which may be another way that you can help. For complete information about The Loft and The Attic, visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca. Come visit us at The Loft and Attic to purchase your secondhand items and make a difference to the animals at Burlington Humane.
It is time for our happy tales. Last time, we told you about a cat named Xena. We have an update on Xena that we want to share with you. Xena was an elderly female cat that was dumped at the front door of the Burlington Humane Society one hot summer day. She had a number of serious medical issues, but won the heart of a veterinary technician who adopted her. Burlington Humane received an update on Xena. Unfortunately, Xena has passed away. Although while she was with her new family, she enjoyed a very good quality of life. She had a room to herself, but soon decided she preferred to sleep with her owner and the other cats in the house. In good weather, she liked to go for her little supervised walks around the pool at least twice a day. She liked to go outside to rub against a catnip bush and monitor for bugs and frogs. She obviously had spent some time outdoors and enjoyed it. And she loved just lying in the sun. However, unfortunately, due to her many medical issues, she had to endure numerous pillings and injections. She soon became very frustrated with that, as an old lady who has been through so much has the right to be. At one point, she started refusing to eat, so she had a dental procedure to ensure that her teeth were not part of the reason. At that time, she had an esophageal tube placed to help her with her medication. However, her lungs filled with fluid under anesthesia, and she developed respiratory distress within 12 hours of waking up. Her condition did not improve with medication. It was really sad to watch her struggle to breathe, and it was felt that it was more humane to let her go. She passed away very peacefully in her family's arms. During the time she was with her owner, Other than the ups and downs of her medical conditions, she enjoyed her new life, and she certainly brought a lot of joy to her family. Her owners said, "It was a pleasure to look after her. I really wish it had lasted longer." The decision to have her anesthetized was difficult, particularly given that we knew she had a heart murmur and not the best kidneys. But the reality is that she would not tolerate having a lot done to her anymore and could not live without being medicated. I guess she had just gone through too much, and those of us who have held her knew she weighed hardly anything. She had so little reserve left. Although it is sad, I am more serene with the thought that while in her final days, she was as pampered as you could wish to be, and very much loved. Her hair was starting to grow back, and she was so pretty. I have so many beautiful pictures of her. She had an enormous amount of grit for such a frail little cat. Thank you for allowing me to look after her. She was quick to capture a place in everyone's heart, and she certainly will hold a big one forever in mine. And now it's time for news and events.
Mark Thursday, April 19th on your calendar for the first annual Burlington High School Band Benefit Concert. Join us at Burlington Central High School Auditorium at 7 p.m. as young musicians come together to perform a benefit concert and showcase their talents. Young people from five different high schools around Burlington will use their musical gifts to benefit the animals at Burlington Humane. Tickets are $15 and can be purchased online at Snapped Burlington. Go to Burlington Humane's website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca for complete information. Burlington High School Benefit Concert, Thursday, April 19th, 7 p.m. at Burlington Central High School.
Be sure to sign up for our Professional Activity Day camps on April 27th and June 1st. These camps are appropriate for children between the ages of 6 to 8 years of age. You can get more information and download the registration form on our website. Professional Activity Days are coming up, but space is limited, so don't miss out. Register today.
Are you newly engaged? Congratulations! Why not include Burlington Humane in your special day by participating in weddings with Burlington Humane? In lieu of costly favors, consider making a donation to your favorite no-kill shelter. Make your special day that much more special. Weddings with Burlington Humane.
Well, that's it for this episode of Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. Be sure to subscribe to Burlington Humane on iTunes. We are located at 740 Griffith Court in Burlington, Ontario. You can visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca or give us a call at 905-637-7325. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you for joining us. My name is Doug. We'll see you next time on Burlington Humane. Bye-bye.
My society. My society.
Burlington Humane is my society.